The state of Texas is re-examining more than a decade's worth of arson convictions because of new understandings of fire science. And today in Waco, jury selection began in the first of those cases to get a retrial. Ed Graff has spent some 25 years in prison. He was convicted of a heinous crime, setting a fire that killed his two young stepsons. As we'll hear, the allegations made in the original trial are disturbing. By today's standards, much of the forensic work that put Graff in jail now looks like junk science. Reporter Michael May has more on Graff's case and whether he should have been convicted.
Ed Graff was known as a meticulous man. It suited his work as a banker. He was fired from a job for embezzling money, but still, not the first guy you'd peg as a killer. But prosecutors said he thought his two stepsons were coming between him and his wife, Claire. She said Graff was too tough on the boys and had considered leaving him over it. So Texas prosecutors say Graff made a cold-blooded move to solve that problem permanently.
So the prosecution's version is that Ed Graff left work early on August 26, 1986. He picked up his two stepsons from daycare. He told his wife to stay at work late.
Texas Observer editor Dave Mann has spent years following this case.
They got home about 4:40 in the afternoon. Ed Graff rendered the boys unconscious, dragged them from the house to this small wood shed in the backyard. He poured gasoline around near the door, closed the door, locked it, went back to the house. 4:55, flames engulfed the shed, burned in almost nothing in minutes.
There was circumstantial evidence.
One of the most damning pieces of evidence in the case was the fact that Ed had taken out insurance policies on the boys about a month before the fire.
Prosecutors also pointed out that he hadn't bought the usual amount of cereal. It was as if he was anticipating the boys wouldn't be around to eat it. Graff's wife, Claire, was certain he had set the fire.
So Claire testified at the trial. She said, "He never said one time that he was sorry the boys were dead."
There were no eyewitnesses. But prosecutors brought in an expert from the fire marshal's office named Joseph Porter. And Porter pointed to burn patterns on the shed.
Alligatoring, charring.
The investigator said that was the result of an intense gasoline fire. The boys had been found dead on their backs.
That indicated that the boys were unconscious when the fire had started.
The floor had been completely burned through.
And that told them that the fire had been set with gasoline.
That's a myth, you know. Fires just normally do that.
That's Chris Connolly. He's the current Texas fire marshal, and he has a totally different take than Joseph Porter. Connolly says, "We now know these patterns are simply evidence of a phenomenon known as flashover." Remember that term. Flashover will cause alligator charring and floors to burn through. And fire victims are found on their backs all the time.
It's taken time to get past those myths and biases to educate fire investigators that, you know, you need to look for more than just that.
Connolly's mission is to overhaul fire investigations in Texas. He's formed a science advisory board, and he's beefed up training for his staff. Connolly is also collaborating with the Innocence Project of Texas, which works to overturn wrongful convictions. It's been controversial.
We want to make sure that we're doing it right so we don't put the wrong people in jail.
The fire marshal's office now says the cause of the fire in the Graff case is undetermined. Prosecutors will likely argue that doesn't mean it wasn't arson. But there is a new theory from a fire investigator hired by the defense named Doug Carpenter.
My opinion in this case, based on the evidence and analysis, is this was an accidental fire.
Carpenter focused on blood tests taken from the Graff boys. The carbon monoxide levels in Joby and Jason Graff's blood were over 70%. In a hot-burning gasoline fire, the boys would have died from the heat before the carbon monoxide levels in their blood got that high. So here's an alternative to the prosecution's theory. What if the boys lit the fire themselves, perhaps on a shelf or underneath an upholstered chair that was in the shed?
We can create flashover conditions in smaller compartments within a room. I call it a room within a room.
Inside that small compartment, the fire went to flashover. It's like a small explosion. And at that point, the fire no longer had enough oxygen to burn efficiently.
That's when we start producing copious amounts of carbon monoxide that then can incapacitate, but you don't realize that's happening. You can survive that about a minute or two.
The boys were quickly overwhelmed. In this version of events, by 4:55, the boys were already dead, on their backs, when the shed was consumed by flames. There's no guarantee that Ed Graff will be acquitted in the new trial. The judge has put a gag order on attorneys on both sides, so we weren't able to talk to prosecutors or their witnesses. We do know prosecutors still have a grieving mother who is convinced her ex-husband killed her children. As with the first trial of Ed Graff, the jurors will not be scientific experts. They will ultimately have to decide who to believe. For NPR News, I'm Michael May.
Some reporting for this story was also featured in the STEM Story Project. That's a science series from PRX.